Задание 6. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Look, Robert, I've read in the newspaper that China is doing research on genetically modified products and has already started the production and distribution of genetically modified foods in Europe, Asia, and Africa. The United States is for using genetically modified foods, but Europe is against it. You're from Canada. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a great idea to have genetically modified foods.
Why?
Why not? It's especially important for countries like China or India, where population is steadily growing. And if this world is going to support this kind of population, we will definitely need more resources than organic food. So I can't see why not use genetically modified foods. I think it's safe and ecologically friendly.
Aren't you worried that there haven't been enough tests on them? There might be some side effects that could lead to cancer or AIDS, or maybe ruin the natural life cycle.
Really? Perhaps I was ill-informed, but I think that the study and testing of genetically modified products have to be taken carefully and slowly. And the most important thing is to adopt international laws on genetic engineering and procedures for scientific study and tests.
So are you saying that they should do the research, but it's okay to go ahead and try to use genetically modified food now? Would you eat it?
Well, if there is reason to think that it is safe after many tests, then I think we should start using it. I've read that approximately 2/3 of processed foods sold today contain genetically modified ingredients, so using them is quite safe, I guess.
But there is a growing resistance against the production and commercial use of genetically modified products in some European countries. You know, they have even adopted laws that restrict the use of genetically modified foods. I think the most necessary thing to do today is to label all genetically modified foods and ingredients and give people full and clear information about them. The sooner we start this campaign, the better. People have the right to know and then decide to eat or not to eat.
Wow. Sounds like you know what to do.
I can understand why people would want to use genetically modified foods to feed really impoverished areas like Africa. It's useful. But we really don't know what the consequences might be. We will need further checks and improvements. Some countries have already reported instances of irreparable damage to the ecology, such as spreading of genetically modified seeds.
We have to solve a lot of problems, but at the same time, I don't think we should completely stop the research and the tests, because the genetically modified products can be used in many beneficial ways. They can help create new kinds of medicines, and maybe new kinds of animals and plants, and even new life forms. Genetic engineering is changing the way we live our lives. I think there is no way back, whatever the morals are.
I pretty much agree with you on this. That's a pretty solid argument.
But still, the most controversial issue is human cloning. It raises strong emotions in many people. They fear the consequences, though not all of them understand why.
Right you are. An average person is always prejudiced against extraordinary things and radical changes. And what do you think about human cloning?
I think I'm an ordinary person sharing many widely spread prejudices and superstitions. But I am a Christian, a Catholic. And this religion is based on strict principles. It also has some philosophies that I firmly believe in, and one of them is human creation. It's sacred, and people should not interfere with it.
Okay. Thanks, Robert.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.